Okay, it's Rebecca, and I'm back. This is another episode of Confidently She, and we are continuing in our Zodiac series into talking about Cancer, which I thought it was a little weird that Cancer is a Zodiac sign. Like, was the disease Cancer a thing first, or was the Cancer sign probably came first, right? So I feel bad for the Cancer signs out there because it just sounds like a bad thing, right? Like, what's your sign? Oh, I'm a Cancer. It's like, ugh, yeah, I got to cut you out of my life, right? But actually, Cancers are good. Like they have a lot of good qualities. So let's talk more about Cancer, shall we? The date range for Cancers are typically between June 21st and July 22nd. Cancer is another water sign. And that makes sense because Cancer is represented by the crab, and crabs live in water. So that makes sense that it would be a water sign. But Cancers have these tendencies of being very nurturing, sensitive, compassionate people. And because of that, sometimes if that nurturing, sensitive, compassionate nature is not received the way they want it to be, they can become a little self-focused, easily offended, and protective of themselves. So they can go from this very caring, nurturing person to, if they didn't like the way you received their effort, they suddenly become selfish. So that's a little weird, right? Everyone kind of can do that on a certain level, but Cancer especially is like, I'm going to care about you, but once you do something that hurts me, I'm going to protect myself like at all costs. And that makes sense. Like, crabs have a shell. There's like a hard shell and a soft interior. That is Cancer. So they can also be very persuasive and distrusting of people initially. They don't warm to people very quickly. They keep up this tough exterior. They're suspicious of new people. They're a little pessimistic. But when you get past that tough exterior and you get into the compassionate side of them, they're very loyal. They're very sentimental. They're very dedicated. But what can happen with that is they're dedicated to a point where they make unhealthy compromises in order to save face. Not only because it's a person they love, but they make these compromises because they don't want to be seen as a failure. They don't want to be seen as someone who wasn't able to be understanding and compassionate and do the right thing. They will carry a torch for someone who doesn't deserve it. They will try to make something work that just isn't working. So if you think of an example, like an extreme patriotic person, or even like someone where it turns into like fascist obsession and love for a country, even if the country isn't treating its citizens well, they just have this idea of like, well, I need to do this for my country. I need to do this for my family. And they don't really stop to think and go, wait a minute, why am I doing this? So if you're a Cancer and you have been giving everything that you have for a relationship, it might be time to ask yourself, is this the direction I want to go? Because Cancer will go full force in a direction, and they don't stop to ask themselves, hold on, do I still want to be going this way? So a confident Cancer will have the wherewithal and will have the self-awareness to go, you know what, I'm going to change my mind. I know that I had this idea. I know that I had this vision of what I thought my life was going to look like. But now that I'm getting down this path, I actually don't want to keep going in this direction anymore. And it takes confidence to admit that and to change course. It's very hard for Cancer to do that. But when you do, you are going to be so much more fulfilled in the things that you're pursuing because it will actually be a good thing. Cancers are very intuitive as well. You're very imaginative and intuitive. And so you can harness that energy of kind of knowing what's right, knowing what's good for you, and focus on that instead of looking to other people to tell you who you should be and how you should have value and significance. You feel like you have more value and significance if other people care for you and if you are doing things, self-sacrificing things for other people, it seems like it's justified. It seems like it's a good thing. Because how could anyone possibly be criticized for selflessly doing something for their family? Well, you could be criticized for doing that if your family doesn't deserve you doing that. If you have a dysfunctional relationship, then there's no dignity in continuing to give everything to someone who doesn't give you anything back. Or they give you pieces of themselves and you are sacrificing everything about who you are. It's time for the review of the week. This review I got in my DMs, which I love when you send me reviews there, that works too. It says, "Hi, my name's Jaxie, and I just wanted to say I came across your podcast recently and I love it. I've been going through a tough time the past month and your podcasts really brought to light a lot of things and helped me put to words how I'm feeling and made me start a plan to turn things around for me and my life. So just wanted to say thank you for helping me make a change in my life and everything you've done to help people." Thank you so much for sending me that message. Honestly, it's one of my favorite things ever when I open Instagram and I have a message request from one of you guys who's listening. So if you haven't already, write a review on iTunes, send me a DM, share your thoughts with me, and your review might just be the next one I read. So if you are a Cancer, your insecurities are going to be coming from what other people think of you. You want to be highly regarded. You're insecure about if people don't listen to you. If your opinions aren't valued, you start feeling insecure because you are very persuasive by nature, so that when you can't get someone to agree with you, that really bothers you. And then that makes you distrusting of the person who doesn't agree with you. So another way that Cancer can build confidence and to really lean into being at peace with themselves and others is by allowing space for people to disagree with them. Not everyone is going to agree with you, and you aren't right about everything either. So a lot of humility and just remembering that not everyone is in a place where they can hear what you are saying. Not everyone is ready to hear the message that you are giving to the world, even if the message is good, even if the message is right. Not everyone is going to hear it. Not everyone is going to agree with it. And because you're a water sign, you have to remember what makes water change states. So this is what's interesting about water signs. Scorpio is also a water sign. And that means you have this ability to be very calm. If you feel like you are very deep in who you are and you know yourself very deeply, you are more calm. Still waters run deep. Okay? But if you don't know yourself very well, if you have a very shallow relationship with yourself, you are easily changed. You can easily be frozen. You can easily be boiling. Someone can come along and boil you, or someone can come along and just dry you up. You can evaporate, or you can soak into the ground, you know, like depending on if you're working with a fire sign or an earth sign, you can become overpowered very easily when you're a water sign if you don't have the depth of knowing who you are. You need to have a lot of your personality in order to be confident and potent enough to come face to face with another strong, potent personality and not be evaporated because of it and not be swept away by it. This is true of all the signs, but think about water in particular. Water can boil, it can freeze, it can evaporate. So you can be very easily changed in like the state of who you are. Like if you are coming in contact with people who let you get to a boiling state, that's not good. You don't have control over your sense of self. So the key to that is not to try to control the type of people you hang out with. Yes, if there's someone in your life who's close to you who consistently makes your blood boil, okay, if you're the water sign and they're making you boil to a point of evaporation, that's not good. And you need to set boundaries in order to get that person to a point where they're not influencing you that much. But in the general scheme of things, you can't control the type of people you come in contact with. So the best offense is a good defense in this scenario. You need to know yourself and you need to know your own pitfalls. You need to know your own tendencies that, yes, I do get really annoyed when people don't agree with me. So I need to do some work to understand why is that? How can I let go of the idea that being right equals being worthy? Or that getting people to agree with me, not even being right, but getting people to agree with my opinion, if it's a subjective thing, getting people to agree with my opinion means I have power. I have power and control over these people that I can persuade. Persuasion should never be about power or control. It should be about trying to help someone see something that they didn't understand before. Use that power of persuasiveness for good things, not for your own ego. Okay? So figuring out how you can more deeply understand yourself so that you realize when maybe you're going into self-protective mode. Maybe you have escaped to your crab shell and you don't want to come out anymore because you think that people are going to hurt you. You think the world is out to get you and you are going into protective mode. You don't always need to do that, or you don't need to do it in such an extreme way. And when you are self-aware, when you're self-confident, you do that process more slowly. You just do. You allow yourself to be nurturing and sensitive to people without expecting that same amount of nurture and sensitivity in return, because you understand everybody's different. Everybody's different. Not everyone is as sensitive as you, but that doesn't mean they're mean. Not everyone is as nurturing as you, but that doesn't make them selfish. Not everyone is as intuitive as you, but that doesn't make them stupid. Like that doesn't make them like boring or unimaginative. What up? It's Rebecca. And I wanted to pop in here for a second and tell you that you can follow me on Instagram at Rebecca Biggie. Believe it or not, I've had a few people message me on Instagram and be like, I have been listening to your podcast for years and I didn't know that you had an Instagram. And I was like, who doesn't have Instagram? Like what? Like I thought that was like implied that obviously I have an Instagram, but apparently not. So I'm going to take this opportunity to say, if you want to follow me on Instagram, go over there and find me at Rebecca Biggie, because I'm totally there. I've been there. I will keep being there. And we should totally hang out there on Instagram because it's a good time. So if you've been wanting to follow me or wondering if I have Instagram, I do, and it's great. So follow me at Rebecca Biggie and let's get back to the episode. So just remembering that not everyone is like you, and that's okay, but you can still be who you are. And in fact, the more you know who you are, the more you lean into who you are as a Cancer, knowing that, yeah, you might get yourself into situations where you are making unhealthy compromises for someone you love, and that's not fair. Maybe they are taking advantage of your nurturing, sensitive personality, and it's okay for you to turn around, change course, and go a different way. Take some time to reflect on what you think really makes you, you, as this zodiac sign, and maybe the things that you don't identify with either. Again, the zodiac is just a really cool, informative way to get to know some tendencies about someone without them having to take a personality test. Not all of the tendencies and characteristics are true for every single person, and you need to remember that there is a mature, confident version of that zodiac sign, and there is a selfish, immature, insecure version of that zodiac sign. So you can't completely write off a group of people who were born between a certain date, and you can't completely accept people who were born between a certain date and timeline, because there are wonderful, spectacular people born at all times of the year, and there are hurting, mean, selfish people born at all times of the year. So don't use this as a hard and fast rule. Use this as a simple, superficial tool to easily get to know yourself as a starting point, and then also a starting point for people that you recently meet and come in contact with to get to know them a little bit more based on their zodiac sign. So that's Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. If you were born during that date range, these are some ways that you can challenge yourself to build confidence and not just accept some of the personality traits that you naturally have a tendency towards. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will see you again very soon next time on Confidently She.